So on this morning after Election Day, an off-year election, we decided we would talk with former Republican Congressman Chris Shays, who earned a reputation as a moderate while serving in Congress from 1987 until his defeat in the November 2008 election a year ago. Actually, that was today, right, Chris Shays? A year ago today. Well, you've been busy.
I try to forget.
You've been busy, though. You were elected to the board of directors for the CIT Group, which is a New Jersey-based commercial finance company. You're co-chair of the Commission on Wartime Contracting in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you've had plenty to do in the last year. But the reason why I wanted to talk to you, Chris Shays, is, you know, there are some interesting and, I would have to say, puzzling lessons for the GOP in the victory in Virginia and in New Jersey, and this curious defeat up in the 23rd district, a supposedly safe Republican district in northern New York. What do you make of it all?
Well, it's very clear. A party that has to adhere so closely to ideology is a party that will become smaller and smaller and smaller. I was the last Republican in New England. There are now 21 Democrats, no Republicans. There are 29 congressional seats. There are 29 congressional seats in New York, and there are only two members of the Republican Party. Huh. So out of 50 seats, we have two. You're not a national party. You're not going to be viable. And so, you know, there's going to be a point where conservatives are going to have to decide that a moderate conservative is better than a liberal Democrat.
Well, how much of this is the pendulum swinging versus some strategic error on the part of the GOP leadership?
Well, first off, one of my takeaways, you do a lot better when you don't hold the White House.
Interesting. Interesting.
No. I mean, you know, I knew when George W. Bush won, nine years ago, I knew that I would be threatened because the moderate is the center of the attack of either the Republican or Democrats. Republicans go after the moderate blue dogs. The Democrats go after the moderate Republicans.
Huh. So that your vulnerability was clear even 9 years ago.
But, you know what's the irony? Most Americans are center-right, moderate right or moderate left. That's where most Americans are, and both parties run to the extremes.
Well, let's talk about the curious case of Dede Scozzafava. All right, she's an assemblywoman in northern New York in that 23rd district, moderate Republican who was put forward by the GOP there in a special congressional election until some people like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and some maybe more ideological members of your party got wind of it, accused her of being a Republican in name only, a so-called rhino.
You know, and it's the most irritating thing to have people who've never run for public office lecture people on how they should run for public office. One of the key parts of a party is to enable a party to represent a district. I mean, enable a candidate, their candidate, to represent a district. If you have to be such an extreme and can't represent the very people you were elected by, you're ultimately going to get defeated.
Well, even more than that, though, even more than just irritating, the irritating quality of being lectured by people on the radio and, you know.
But who've never run for public office.
Sure. But it went beyond that because Dede Scozzafava, after really a long career of public service, essentially took herself out of that entire career. She campaigned for a Democrat. I mean, how do you respond to that disillusionment?
You know what? Well, let me say, her final action justified, in some cases, the criticism that conservatives had. I understood that given that she was doing so bad in the polls, she might want to drop out. But my sense was that she should have either been quiet or supported the Republican candidate. And she did Newt Gingrich no favor because she almost gave the indication that she really was more Democrat than Republican.
Well, putting that aside for a second, and that's a very interesting point. I haven't heard that elsewhere. But can you understand the level of disillusionment where you go from an exciting congressional race where you think you have a chance to win to deciding to just basically walk away from the entire public sector? Is that what this ideological debate does to people?
Politics is tough. You had a candidate, a great friend of mine, a congressman in Maryland. He lost a primary, and he was a good member, and ultimately he supported the Democratic candidate. But some of that is out of pique. It's like, you know, you hurt me, and I'm going to hurt you. Now, the other part of it is, it's also a lesson. You could look at it another way and say, listen, if you want to make this an issue that it's got to be a pure conservative, not a Republican, then neither's going to win, and I'll make sure it happens. If conservatives say, I'm not going to support a moderate, that there's a real temptation for a moderate to say, I won't support a conservative. But you don't become a national party with that kind of approach.
Chris Shays, in terms of polarizing the electorate, coming up with ideology and the kind of rhetoric that really fires people up, that was seen as a way to get your voters out to the polls 10, 15 years ago. That's how you motivated your electorate. And to a certain extent, many of the people in upstate New York seem to have been saying, we don't like this anymore. That motivates us in the exact opposite direction.
Or it motivated Democrats.
Exactly.
But, well, you know, in the previous presidential election, not this last one, but the one before, 42% of the American people were purple. They weren't red and they weren't blue. And they had no party. It was basically 28% Democrat, Republican each. And then you had this 42%. 29-29, then you had this Republican, this group that isn't being represented by anyone. And that's why you have, I think, a lot of unhappiness in our country. They don't see anyone who represents them anymore.
Well, Chris Shays, you speak for them this morning on the program, former representative who served from 1987 to 2008, or to 2009. He was voted out in 2008. Chris Shays, a moderate Republican from the state of Connecticut, the last Republican from New England. Thank you, Representative Shays.
Thank you.